Sam Gordon, thanks for joining us on Moorland Radio. It's Derby Day tomorrow. How much is everyone at Foley Mere looking forward to the game against Abbey Hutton United?
Yeah, we'll be looking forward to it. As with all Derby Days, there's excitement in the air about it, and it should be a good occasion for both clubs. Obviously, we're looking to come out on top, but anything can happen in a Derby Day, and form does go out of the window. And like any other game, we'll approach it in the same manner, and hopefully we'll be the team to come out on top.
Abbey did win 2-1 earlier in the season in the Edward Case Cup at Foley Mere, so it does show that it can be a tight game regardless of what's gone on in the last few weeks for both clubs.
Yeah, it does. I thought we played well in that game. We were leading 1-0 up until the 75th minute. I think tired legs and, you know, lack of subs to come off and make an impact hindered us slightly. And, you know, they picked us off in the final 15 minutes with two goals where we just seemed to switch off. So I think it will be another close encounter. Obviously, we've struggled a bit recently, but I say hopefully tomorrow we can be back on form and raring to go.
What's the mood in the camp been like this week? Because it must have been tough on Tuesday to take that result.
Yeah, well, it has been difficult. We had a lot of lads missing on Tuesday. I think we counted 16 lads who were unavailable, so it was tough. And so it was tough to get a side all together to travel to Stockport, but got a lot of lads back for this weekend, and the mood's picked up somewhat, but it was tough to take. It was a steep learning curve, one that we're looking to quickly bounce back from.
This is Foley's first season in the North West Counties. Just give us your assessment of it so far.
Yeah, again, it's been a difficult one. I think we may slightly have underestimated it, but we've enjoyed our time being in this league and hope to remain in the league. So obviously we'll be pushing and all pushing the same direction to do our best to remain in the league. But it's been good. It's obviously a thing the club has been wanting for a number of years. And fortunately, last season we got the promotion. And then now it's just looking to stay in the league. The club itself is having a refurb done with a new clubhouse being built and a stand extension. So to make it all worthwhile, then it's up to us to make sure we do stay in the league.
So no matter what happens in the next 4 months of the season and the things are looking positive off the pitch, certainly with all that's going on.
Yes, most definitely. There's a lot of people behind the scenes working hard to make sure the club is pushing in the right direction. There's a lot of things going on which will be revealed hopefully over the next, you know, few months or so. But it's just up to the lads on the pitch to get the job done on the pitch to make sure the things going on behind the scenes, like I say, are worthwhile.
And what would be great is if a big attendance on Saturday. No Stoke City on Saturday, they're playing on the Sunday. Port Vale are away in Gloucestershire, and even Leek Town, the bigger non-league clubs in the area, are away. So it'd be good to get a decent attendance down to watch the game.
Yeah, it'd be massive. Like I say, we got a good attendance down when we played Port Vale, which was pleasing for the club. The club can make a bit of money. I'm a big advocate of grassroots football. And all local clubs should be well supported, so it would be nice to see a few people down there, a few familiar faces and a few new and old faces as well. So hopefully, if any people not going to the Stoke or Vale this weekend, well, obviously because they're not on, then it would be nice to see them come down and watch a good local derby. It'll be a good football game, and obviously good hospitality as well from the club to look forward to.
It's only a fiver to get in to watch the game, so it's be cheap as chips, near enough.
Exactly, literally, yeah. You say a lot of people get put off from local football, but for the price of a fiver, then you can't really complain. It is a good standard, so, and there's some good players on show, so it'd be nice to get some people down. You know, I think kids' concessions are, well, kids under 16 go free, and concessions are only £3, so you can't really complain with the prices.